Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. We've been asked, how do you get over having colours in your palette that you just don't like? And sometimes it can come from someone has, say, had a preconceived idea that certain colours are attractive colours.
Yeah.
And they begin of a palette that's very different.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, it can just be through life changes where a bit like I'm going through a life change and new colours suit me, but I don't like those colours because I've never associated maybe myself with those colours. And I think that there's a few things, there's quite a few aspects around this question. It's not a really simple one. You can, of course, go, well, don't wear those colours. If you don't like those colours, don't wear them.
And that option is always going to be available to you. You know, you don't have to exercise it as your very first option. That's going to be there whenever you want it. Not wearing this colour is always a choice.
But if you say, I hate the entire palette, that's what suits you, you go, well, are you? I think this is time to step back and start reflecting on, why don't you like those colours?
Right.
What is the reason?
Yeah.
Because there's always a reason. Every time I've had a client who said, oh, I don't like those colours or whatever, often when we start having a conversation about them, there'll be something from their past, something, you know, they associate those colours with someone who they didn't like, some experience they've had, someone in their family has said, you know, say you're warm and your mother is cool and she's always said chartreuse and orange and yellow and burnt orange are ugly, ugly, ugly colours.
Mm. Or oh, garish. That's another
garish.
Word. Garish. Mm.
And so you've been brought up and you've heard this message multiple times in your life and then you discover that these are the colours that suit you.
Garish colours suit me.
Trashy garish colours.
Yeah.
And they can take, you know, because then it's time to go, well, is my mother's opinion valid?
Yeah.
And I think that is the first question to ask, is to go, just because my school uniform was that colour and I didn't have a great time at school, is it still valid that I won't wear that colour? Because I'm not asking you to wear your school uniform.
Right.
It's just a colour.
Yeah.
And it's so it's looking at what's the reason.
Mm.
Because quite often the reason can be something that when you actually look at it logically, that you go, actually, I can let that go.
Yeah.
That's not an attitude or a belief I hold anymore.
Yeah.
So it's good to go, well, where did it come from? If I really dislike something, where did that come from? And then the next thing, now, when I first did my colour analysis training, there were colours I really didn't like.
Right.
Because they didn't suit me.
Mm.
And I had to learn to find all colours beautiful. People ask me now, what's your favourite colour? I don't have a favourite because I think every colour is beautiful in the right environment.
And on the right woman.
So, and I remember doing some training once with one of my students, my colour analysis students, and she was cool and she was looking at some of the warm neutrals going, ugh, these are horrible colours. Who would wear these? And what was funny is the very next student, or not a student, client who sat down and was draped, and she was warm. And then this student put these neutrals on that she said, I hate these neutrals, they're ugly and they're just so ugly. What was fascinating, she suddenly went, you can wear them and they look great. And so she suddenly had this, just because they don't suit me doesn't mean they, you know, in the correct environment, that every color can look beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I think it's also, like when you're looking at color, is there something in nature that, can you find those colors in a combination in nature that you actually think is beautiful?
Yeah.
You know, because that could be the way around your own colour prejudices.
And nature puts colours together that are often really surprising and unconventional. And, you know, if you were to look at it on a colour palette, you might say those things don't go. And yet you see them in nature and they're perfect. They're beautiful. And I think adding to the logic analysis of it are nice exercises to do a bit of an emotional exercise around it. And improve the feeling aspect of those colours and spend a bit of time with those colours or write out what's positive about this colour. What do I like about it or appreciate it or what are the positive aspects of this colour? And that can be helpful as well. And just increase your level of exposure to those colours, even if it's just in small ways. Buying an inexpensive item or a pre-loved or second-hand item or an accessory, a bangle or a handbag or a pair of flats or something can be really helpful. And when you see an item that you turned your back on works so beautifully with the rest of your wardrobe, you can start to look at it really differently.
And another thing to do is actually to try, like, as you're saying, to try it out. What I found really interesting, that often people who, I've had some clients over the years who've said, I'm a winter. And it's back from the 80s when there were four seasons. And this person is warm and they are not a winter. It's just that back in that day, there wasn't an option for them. And so there's been quite a mental struggle for them to come to grips with the fact that they suit orange and olive green and, you know, other fabulous warm colours.
Yeah.
What's fascinating though, and where I see the biggest change, is when they start wearing those colours. They go, well, Imogen's told me they look good, so I'm going to start wearing them. And they start getting compliments they've never received before.
Yeah.
And suddenly, when we get a compliment, we often start to like things better.
Yeah.
You know, and they may have gone, actually, I've been wearing all these colours and I never got compliments. And now I'm getting compliments, and that can help turn around our feelings about something.
Sure, again, positive reinforcement from external sources, positive reinforcement from the mirror.
Yeah.
Looking in the mirror and saying, I look really healthy, I look really vibrant, you know, I feel really alive when I look at myself wearing these colours. And, you know, that's wonderful when colour can do that for you.
So hopefully we've given you just a few ideas of how to get around the idea that the colours that you think you don't like are actually colours that you maybe do like. And it's even things like, and I've had this experience just before I finished, I just remember this. I was once showing a palette to a client, she went, I don't like those. And I was in her house and I was going, hey, look at the painting. Notice how you've got this colour and this colour and this colour in your painting. She's going, I love that painting. Yeah. And notice this cushion here on the couch and you've got this colour and this colour and they're all in your palette. And she's going, I just hadn't thought, like,
yeah.
She just didn't realise. Like, she'd surrounded herself in those colours. But because when she looked at the palette, she didn't see it.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating, I think, how often we think we don't like something, but when we actually maybe spend a little time in analysis and getting in touch with our emotions about them and finding out the why, we can actually go, hey, wait a minute, maybe I do like them after all.
See them with new eyes. What a wonderful way to rediscover colour, particularly if you thought you were pretty down with colour.
Yeah.
It's really exciting, I think, to learn something about a topic that you thought you'd kind of exhausted. I think that's really exciting.